Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now, here's a message from Pastor Dan Roth.
Tonight, get your Bibles out and go with me to the book of John, Gospel of John. We're going to be in John chapter 4 to start out. And tonight, the title of the message is The Constant Supply of the Spirit. I believe that God wants us to have a consistent and constant relationship with Him, but also flow of energy and power from Him. I believe that God wants every area and every part of our life saturated with His presence and His power. Imagine for a second your life full. Think about it. Every area of your life absolutely full. Full of love. What if every moment of every day you were just in love? You say, well, is that possible, Pastor? You know, I've had that butterflies, you know, when I was a teenager. I remember love at first sight and that sort of a thing. And when I met my husband or wife, you know, there was that pitter-patter. And you know, but, you know, you have to work at that. And that's something. But imagine your life if it wasn't just romantic love, but what if you had a love for your spouse that went beyond that? What if you had a love for your children that went beyond behavior? What if you had a love for your coworkers and your boss that just went beyond your understanding? And as you looked at people, you looked at them through the lens of love. When you saw people on the street, your heart just cried out for them and you wanted them to be saved. Why? Because you were just so in love with them. Imagine a full life of love. Imagine a life that's full of knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Well, what if it was just all the mysteries were unlocked to you, that as you were going about your day and as you were going and looking at what you were to do and planning for the future and what I'm going to do today and managing your time and ruling over your finances and your home and everything that you did, what if you had a full life of all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom, all of the direction that you ever needed? Well, what about power? What if you had a full life of power? What if everything that you did, you were successful and you were just, you had the strength and you were just able to go out and conquer the world, do whatever it is that you needed to do, go and be what it is that God has called you to be? What if you had a full life of power? Well, tonight, I've got good news for you because that's the kind of life that God wants us to live. You say, Pastor, that sounds like you're reaching for the stars. Oh, absolutely, but guess what? I'm reaching higher. I'm reaching up into heaven itself. See, because God has promises in His Word, and God has a fullness that He has promised to us from the Bible, that He has promised to all believers. Now, we don't walk in it and we don't experience it. Why? Because maybe we haven't been taught. Why? Because maybe there's something, an element that's missing in our lives. Now, let me show you the path to this fullness, okay? It starts with salvation. That's why before I even got into the message tonight, I wanted to give an altar call and give people the opportunity to give their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. Because without that, you're not going anywhere. Without being saved, born again, headed for heaven, then it doesn't work. It's just not going to happen. You have no hope. There is nothing that you can do in your own power and strength. Yes, people out there in the world, they're building up wealth, they're building up fame, they're building up fortune, and when they die, it will die with them. Are you listening? See, it's a hopeless existence. All that they built up is going to go to someone else. And yet, if you've given your heart and life to Jesus Christ, now you have a more greater and enduring treasure that's now awaiting you in heaven. There is a reward that awaits you. His name is Jesus. He's there in heaven, ready to give entrance and welcome you with open arms and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And for eternity now, you have purpose. You have hope. You have a future. You have a destiny. John chapter 4. I had you turn there in verse number 13. Jesus is speaking to a woman who was in quite a situation in life. This was a castaway. This was a throwaway, if you will. This was an outcast. This was a woman who was sleeping around, a woman who didn't have real relationships. Her life was filled with what the world now, even in our society today, would call love, but was empty and void of any real love. She'd had five husbands, and the man that she was with was not her own. And so here she was, bouncing from bed to bed, from relationship to relationship, hopeless, and an outcast. Here she is in the middle of the day drawing water. That wasn't when people went to draw water. They went in the cool of the day. Why? They didn't want to be out there at that time. Why was she there alone? Because she didn't want to be seen. because she was ashamed. And now here's Jesus sitting by the well, and he says, give me a drink of water. And she says, excuse me, you talking to me? I'm paraphrasing now. And he says, yes. And she says, how can you, who is a Jew, have any dealings with me, a woman and a Samaritan? See, it just Samaritans were half-breeds. They were hated by the Jews. Jews wouldn't even travel through their land. They would go around. So here's a Jew speaking to a Samaritan. She's shocked about it, and they start having a conversation. She starts realizing some things about him. Take a look at what Jesus says to her in John, the 4th chapter, verse number 13 and verse number 14. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. So he starts to give her a natural example of a spiritual principle. Next verse, he says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So it starts with our salvation. See, Jesus says, I am the one who's going to fill your life. I am the one who's going to satisfy you. Now, up here on the stage, I want you to notice we've got the cart from this morning once again. This time we don't have any plants on it, but we've got some pitchers and cups, that sort of thing. I have here a cup. This cup represents our life, okay? This cup right now, completely empty, all right? And that's our life before Christ, empty, just dry, void of purpose without anything inside of it. And when Jesus says, the water that I shall give him, they will never thirst, and it will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. See, when you get saved, some of you this tonight, this happened to you just now. Now all of a sudden, Jesus comes and he fills you with living water. Now the fountain of life, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. Now that's you. Now you have purpose. Now you're useful. Now you're filled. Your life is filled. Okay? So it starts with salvation. Now I'm going to put this to the side. We'll come back to this in a moment. We'll see what's going on for our lives tonight as we encounter the presence of the Holy Spirit. Starts with our salvation. But it continues through Holy Spirit baptism. Now I just dropped a term on you that some of you guys in this place never heard before in your life. And even myself, growing up a good little conservative boy in all the different churches that I grew up in, I did not understand this principle. But there is a water baptism that maybe you've heard of, and basically baptism means submersion, okay? And water baptism is something that we do as Christians after we've given our heart and life to Jesus, and we follow his example. Jesus was baptized in water. It signified that you are being buried with Christ. You're going under that water. You're cleansed of all of the filthiness of the flesh. And you come up now from that old man that died. That old man is now dead and buried and gone. And now you're coming up out of the waters in newness of life. Holy Spirit baptism is different in this sense. Because John the Baptist told his disciples, I indeed baptize you with water, but there is one coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So there is a Holy Spirit baptism or a Holy Spirit submersion that takes place in our lives. Let's take a look at it in John the 7th chapter. Jesus spoke of it. And I want you to notice the difference in terminology that Jesus uses in John 7 from John 4. John 4, he talks about the waters will spring up on the inside, a fountain that springs up into everlasting life. Now he changes his terminology in John the 7th chapter, verse number 37 through verse number 39. John chapter 7, verse number 37 says this, on the last day, that great day of the feast, so here's the feast in Jerusalem, they're celebrating, Jesus stands up and he cries out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now look at verse number 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, capital S on the word Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now we know that when Jesus resurrected, he came to the disciples inside of the room, right? And he came and he breathed on them. John chapter 20, it says that Jesus breathed on them and he spoke to them saying, receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? But then in Luke chapter 20, he says, I want you to tarry or wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So when Jesus breathed on the disciples, here once again we have that they were now filled with the Holy Spirit, received the Holy Spirit. They received that fountain, right? But he says, I want you to wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon you in Jerusalem. Then you fast forward to the book of Acts, and right before he leaves, he says that when he goes to the Father, that they will be endued with power from on high, and that they will be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost ends of the earth. So he says, you're going to receive power, and that word power is the word dunamis, really is where we get our term dynamite. There is an explosive force that's going to come upon you that's going to empower you as a believer to live a full life of love, a full life of wisdom, a full life of direction, a full life of the power and the grace of God, strength for each new day, that you're going to be able to go out and do great things for God, and that is the Holy Spirit fullness now. That comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Acts, the second chapter, you remember the story. They're all in the upper room praying. A great and mighty wind comes rushing in. Tongues of fire divided among them, and they land on each one of them. They start to speak in unknown tongues to them, but they rush out into the streets of Jerusalem. They're just filled with power, and they're speaking in unknown languages, and people hear the glory of God in their own language, and they say, these men are drunk. Peter stands up and he says, no, this was the promise. This was what Jesus was talking about in the book of Luke, that we should wait until the power comes out, and on all flesh I will pour my spirit, on your young men and your maidens, and they shall prophesy and speak with new tongues. Book of Isaiah, with stammering lips they will speak. And that's what was happening. So we see that when you are now baptized, right, and so let's say this is the Spirit of God, now you are completely submerged in the Spirit of God. Now you are filled on the inside, right? Because this cup is filled, right? The little cup on the inside still is full of water. Is that correct? Yes. But now you are baptized. You are completely submerged inside and out now. You are completely saturated and surrounded with the Spirit of God. Everybody's got that picture? But see, that's only part of it. Because in the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, the Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesian church and he says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Now that word be filled is a progressive word. It's an ongoing word. It really means be being filled. See, God wants us to be saturated, to be completely enveloped by His Spirit. But God says, you know what? There's times in life where you pour out. Times in life where you get dry. Times in life where maybe you haven't gone to Jesus. You've been going to your own strength. You go into your own knowledge, and you're getting poured out. And God says, if you come to me, you'll never thirst again. It will spring up into everlasting life, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, God wants us to be being filled. And so God is saying, I want you now to be being filled. It needs to be a continuous thing where you are enveloped, saturated, surrounded, and poured out by the Holy Spirit. That's the type of life that God wants us to live as believers. How does that happen? How does that happen? Simply, it happens by faith. We receive it by faith. We've been talking about this on Sunday mornings, and I just haven't been able to get faith ever since we got back into the series out of my heart. You know, it's been a refreshing thing for me. We receive by faith. See, our salvation is show and tell for receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You remember that when we talked about the show and tell that God gives us? How you start is how you will continue. And so if you are going to receive this great gift of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, it's the same way as your salvation. Tonight, some of you guys had show and tell right where you're at in your seats. Why? Because you heard the word of God. You believed it and accepted it as true, that if you would believe in the Lord and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, giving Him all of your heart and all of your life, that you would be saved. In the same way for all of us in this place that are believers. Now, if you're going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that Jesus is the baptizer. And that if we hear the word of God, that we can have this Holy Spirit fullness in life. This baptism, this power, this love wash, this wash of the wisdom and the knowledge and the greatness of God, then you just have to believe and you will receive it. Tonight, I want to pray for people that are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Before we do that, I want to show you a couple of scriptures and show this to you in the Word of God. Go with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians, the third chapter. You're there in John. Now switch over to the book of Galatians, the third chapter. There's a couple of verses that I want to take a look at. Galatians chapter 3, Verse number 2, the apostle writes, and he says, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, the answer is obvious, that they didn't receive by the works of the law, because they had done that later on. They had gone back to the old covenant, the Old Testament works of the law. But he says, you didn't receive the Spirit. Now, notice he says, receive the Spirit. I believe that he's talking about your salvation. Did you receive your salvation? Did you receive the Spirit on the inside of you by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Obviously, they heard the gospel preached, and they received the Spirit of God by faith. Okay? Now, look at verse number 5. After saying, listen, you guys have been doing the wrong thing, you guys are acting foolish, you guys are going back to the old ways, and that's not where you need to be. Verse 5, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you. Notice the supply. He who supplies. It's a continual, constant thing. There is a river that's running. There is an outpouring that is pouring out. He who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Once again, the answer is open and clear. It is not by the works of the law. It is by the hearing of faith. Tonight, I believe that God wants to do some great and mighty things among us. And it's not because the preacher coerced you or shook you or spat on you or did anything. Listen, I'm not going to touch any of you guys tonight, okay? Just to show you that it's not anything to do with, oh, that Pastor Dan, man, he's a smooth, slick talker, and, you know, him and his, you know, thing, he did it, and he made me do it, you know, and I'm such a fool for listening to him. Listen, I'm not going to do nothing, okay? You hear the word, and you either receive it and accept it as true, because I've shown it to you in the word. In the Bible, talks about this all through the Bible. I told you about the apostles, right? Jesus breathed on them, then they received the Spirit. Philip went and preached Christ in Samaria. They believed in the Lord. They were baptized. And then the apostles went, laid hands on them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Spirit, prophesied, spoke in tongues, gifts, healings, all sorts of miracles and signs and wonders. They found disciples in Ephesus, the apostle Paul. Did you receive the Spirit? They said, we didn't even know there was a Spirit. So he preaches Jesus to them. They are baptized in water, and then he lays hands on them, and they speak with tongues and prophesy. All throughout the Bible, you can either accept it or reject it. Your call, your choice. But tonight, if you've heard the word and you're believing and you're saying, yeah, I want that power. I want to have that love in my life. I want to be filled with love. I want to just love everyone with the love of God flowing in and through me. I want to have that wisdom and that knowledge. I want the Holy Spirit to be guiding me and directing me and showing me and opening the scriptures and the word to me. I really want that for my life. I really want that power. I want to be filled with that dynamite, explosive power for service, for ministry, to be a witness, to go and tell someone about Jesus. See, it made all the difference. It took the shivering, shaking apostles who had knocking their knees just weeks and days before now to standing up and boldly proclaiming the word of God. What made the difference was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you want that tonight, I want you to stand to your feet and come forward as the music ministry comes. And I want you to just line up here in the altar area. If that's you, that's what you want. You're saying, I want that power. I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Just get out of your seat right now. Let's all stand. And if you want that, you just come right now. Just make your way to the front and stand up front. All right, just make your way to the front. You want that power. You want that love. You want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you're saying, yeah, I heard the word, and I want that. You just make your way to the front right now. Come on. God wants to fill you. God wants to supply the Spirit. Go ahead, come on in. Come on in. There's plenty of room. You guys can spread out. Okay, come on in. Come on in. They're still coming. There's room. We'll wait for you. It's okay. I know, hey, this little conservative boy grew up in the Baptist church, had a hard time with this when it first was presented to me. But I saw it in the Word. I knew it was true. And I said, God, if there's something that you have for me, I don't want to miss out on it. So, Lord, I receive. All right. Now, I'm going to have my pastors and board members, Dr. Barron and Lisa, will you guys come? Dr. Richard and Beatrice, will you guys come? Reverend Bill, will you come? Barbara, you're welcome to come. All right. And just spread out, pastors and leaders, okay? And they're going to just lay hands on you, because the Bible does say that they laid hands on those to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now listen, they're not going to pray a big prayer over you, okay? In fact, it might be a little disappointing if you were hoping for something more, okay? They're going to pray a simple prayer. This is all they're going to pray. I baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Receive in Jesus' name. That's it. Simple little prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible says that when the apostles were baptized in the Holy Spirit and they received, that they went out and the people saw and heard. Something took place. They saw and they heard. So some of you visibly might shake, may feel like electricity or warmth. Some people sense like oil, hot oil pouring over their body. They've described those sensations. That may or may not happen to you. If it does, you're just getting a special gift that the Lord has given you right now. If it doesn't, you still have it, because whether or not you feel it or not, it's by faith. Okay? All of you are going to receive gifts. Empowerment for ministry, that love that we talked about, that power. But as well, the God is going to give you the gift of language. The Bible says that they spoke with tongues when they received the Spirit. Many times throughout the Bible, you'll see that as people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they start to speak in an unknown language. Now, some of you guys is going to happen right away. You're just going to start, and I'm going to show you what it's like so that you're not wondering what it's like, okay? But in your prayer language, it may sound something like Shanda Bakosonda Bashetiki Sedebeso. All right? It'll sound like babbling, right? It's going to sound like foolishness, okay? Because I know myself and my own thinking, I had to get over that. God, is this real? Am I making this up? Is this fake? But what's taking place is there's a vocal miracle happening where your vocal cords, your throat, your chest, your lungs, your breath, your tongue, and your mouth are forming syllables that the Holy Spirit now connects with and turns into language, a prayer language that lifts up praise to God. So as they pray that over you, just take a moment and then breathe in deep and then breathe out the praises of God and start to speak in that unknown language, okay? So they're going to start to pray, and I'm going to pray a general prayer over everyone, and then they're going to come around and just lay hands on you. Father, we thank you tonight that we've heard your word, God. And Lord, there are thirsty souls up front here right now ready to receive. And so in the name of Jesus right now, I ask, Lord, that you baptize these here up front in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, come and be amongst your people. You are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. So send your fire from heaven right now and touch every heart and baptize, saturate these that are up front, Lord, that are desiring to be filled with the Spirit of God. Fill them now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go ahead, pastors and leaders. They're going to start laying hands and they're going to pray. In the congregation, you're welcome to worship. You're welcome to pray in the Spirit. Agree in faith for these that are up front. Use it. Use that language. The Lord's giving it to you right now. The gifts are being imparted right now. You got to receive by faith. Not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing that you're linking up with God.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
If you've had hands laid on you, go ahead and just speak in that language. Go ahead, use it right now. Lift up the praises of God. This is your prayer language. It's just you speaking to God right now. Go ahead. You've got it. You've got to keep using it. Keep using it. Keep using it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You got it. You got it. Keep going. Keep going.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Hallelujah.
In your presence.
Hallelujah. If you have not had hands laid on you and you're up front, just lift your hands up right now. If you have not had hands laid on you. You have not.
Spirit, you are well.
This one over here.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence.
Okay, everybody up front, look up here. Look up here. How many of you guys know, man, I'm speaking in a language that I don't even know right now. Okay, look at you guys up here, all right? Okay, cool, cool, cool. The rest of you guys, you have not yet spoke. I'm assuming that's correct, right? Anybody not, you said, nothing happened. Okay, that's okay, all right? Let me encourage you, okay, because the first time I got hands laid on me, I was sitting there like, okay, bring it on, right? And so I braced myself, and I remember, I was in a meeting, and I was walking out of the meeting, and the pastor that was leading the meeting came out, and I said, hey, what's going on? And I said, you know what? I need to get alone. I need to hear from God. I want this, but it's just too noisy in there. It's just too loud. And he said, well, that's okay, you know. The Bible says that the disciples tarried in Jerusalem and waited for the gift. And I said, well, I want the gift, you know. Just bring it, you know. And so there was a guy on each side of me that kind of held me, right? And it felt a little intimidating, you know, kind of like they're going to beat me up or something. And so he laid hands on me and prayed for me. Just receive in Jesus, you know. And I had one little word. He said, you got anything? Udam. And he said, you speak that. I said, Udam. 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 And for weeks, nothing. And I thought, man, God, it must have not worked on me. I guess I'm not one of those guys that got that gift, and it must have skipped me or something, or maybe that's not the gift you gave me. And I remember I was having an argument with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, about it. And I said, nah, it just didn't work, didn't take, you know, it's all good. And that's not the gift for me and that sort of a thing. And so I was driving away. And as I was driving away, I didn't realize she was praying for me. And she said, she was so mad at me. She's a passionate woman, love her so much. She's praying, God, you just light him up in his car. You just knock him out, God, right? You just hit him so hard, he won't even know what happened. I'm driving home, and I'm just, you know, I got joy, and I'm just happy and excited, and you know, a little naive, didn't realize the fight that we just had. I thought we were just having a good talk. She thought we were fighting, and so I'm driving home. I'm excited that I got to be with my girl, and, you know, as I'm driving home, I'm praising the Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. You're wonderful. And I realized, like, partway through the drive that I was actually speaking in tongues. I didn't even, you know, didn't do anything, didn't. Just was like, whoa, oh, there it is. So I called her up. I said, you will never guess what happened. She said, oh, I knew what happened. Oh, that girl. So listen. Those of you that didn't speak yet, okay? Didn't speak yet. Okay, all right. Now listen, did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Didn't speak. Did you receive it? You received it, right? It's by faith. You have it. You have the ability to speak in unknown tongues. I had to get over this. Maybe that's what you need to get over. Or you just need to wait and get into that place. Tonight, I want you to do an assignment for me, okay? I want you to get your Bible out. Get alone. Get your Bible. I want you to open the book of 1 Corinthians, okay? Chapter 12 and chapter 14. Now, chapter 13 is a good chapter too, so if you want to read that, you got some time. It talks about love. All of this works by love, because God loves you so much, and he poured out his spirit. He's poured out his love in your heart, okay? But chapter 12 and chapter 14 talk about this gift of speaking in tongues, okay? And I want you to build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Read it out loud. Look at it. Read it again and again until you understand it, understand what's being said. Okay? And as you do, just take some time. If you have a little word or if you want to just start out, man, God will meet you at your place of faith and you will start to speak in tongues. Also, I saw Pastor Mike and Sue. Where are they at? Okay, Pastor Mike's there, Pastor Sue's there. Will you guys hang out a little bit after church? Okay? They're going to hang out a little bit after church. And if you want a little help, I tell you, they are faith-filled people and will encourage you and help you on the road to that. If that's something that you want to dive in, you have some time to hang out right after church. So SPTs will be over here. You guys be over here, okay? And prayer teams will help you with that too. But Pastor Mike and Sue will be over here right after church, okay? Can we give the Lord a praise tonight? Hallelujah. All right. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.